Chapter 4. No crowd of house serfs ran out onto the steps to meet the gentleman. A little girl of 12 years old made her appearance alone. After her, there came out of the house a young lad, very like Pyotr, dressed in a coat of grey livery with white armorial buttons, the servant of Pavel Petrovich Kirsanov. Without speaking, he opened the door of the carriage and unbuttoned the apron of the coach. Nikolai Petrovich with his son and Bazarov walked through a dark and almost empty hall, from behind the door of which they caught a glimpse of a young woman's face, into a drawing room furnished in the most modern style. "Here we are at home," said Nikolai Petrovich, taking off his cap and shaking back his hair. "That's the great thing. Now we must have supper and rest."
"A meal wouldn't come amiss, certainly," observed Bazarov, stretching, and he dropped onto a sofa.
"Yes, yes, let us have supper, supper directly," Nikolai Petrovich, with no apparent reason, stamped his foot. "And here, just at the right moment, comes Prokofitch."
A man about 60 entered, white-haired, thin, and swarthy, in a cinnamon-colored dress coat with brass buttons and a pink neckerchief. He smirked, went up to kiss Arkady's hand, and, bowing to the guest, retreated to the door and put his hands behind him.
"Here he is, Prokofitch," began Nikolai Petrovich. "He's come back to us at last. Well, how do you think him looking?"
"As well as could be," said the old man, and was grinning again, but he quickly knitted his bushy brows. "You wish supper to be served?" he said impressively.
"Yes, yes, please. But won't you like to go to your room first, Yevgeny Vasilich?"
"No, thanks, I don't care about it. Only give orders for my little box to be taken there, and this garment, too," he added, taking off his frieze overcoat.
"Certainly. Prokofitch, take the gentleman's coat."
Prokofitch, with an air of perplexity, picked up Bazarov's garment in both hands, and holding it high above his head, retreated on tiptoe.
"And you, Arkady, are you going to your room for a minute?"
"Yes, I'm..."